and even closed. He kissed the back of my neck and let his breaths fall across my skin.
I trust you, just as you trust me.
He buried his face in my hair, then didn't move again, drifting off to sleep immediately. My heart filled with unexpected warmth. I didn't expect him to get over his past so easily. It was a problem he'd possessed for years, and fears like that didn't disappear overnight. But I didn't leave his side. I stayed next to his warmth and fell asleep immediately, feeling safer than I ever had in my entire life. When I woke up the next morning, I was in the exact position I had been in the night before. Calloway's thick arm was still hooked around my waist like I might try to escape in the middle of the night. I glanced over my shoulder and saw his open eyes. They were heavy and lidded with sleep, and his hair was messier than it was last night. The stubble on his face was thicker than the night before, but I liked the way it sprinkled his face.
Morning, Vanilla.
He kissed my cheek, then my lips. I melted at his touch immediately, loving such a warm greeting first thing in the morning. I gently rubbed my ass against him, feeling his hard-on directly between my cheeks. Vanilla?
That's your name.
I thought it was Sweetheart. He rubbed his cock between my cheeks, his lubrication seeping out of the tip.
Vanilla is better.
Because I'm a virgin? He kissed me, then pulled my bottom lip into his mouth aggressively.
Were a virgin. Now you're just mine.
I wanted to sleep with you after our first date. I struggled to keep my legs closed and remain patient. I wanted to jump headfirst into waters without knowing their depth. I wanted to go in blind and not care about what happened. That's why I asked you to make me wait.
I'm glad I did.
He kissed the corner of my mouth.
You were worth it, Vanilla.
My heart fluttered with warmth.
How do you feel?
He moved his hand between my legs and massaged my entrance. The corner of his mouth rose in a smile when he realized I was already wet. I didn't feel any shame. A little sore.
We can take a break. I can kiss all those sores away instead.
No. I didn't want a break. I wanted to spend the entire weekend making love and forgetting about the rest of the world. I wanted to feel him inside me every second, full of his cum. I want you. His arm tightened around my stomach until he nearly crushed me.
You're a dream, you know that.
Me?
Yes.
He kissed the shell of my ear.
When I first saw you, I was a goner. And now, I don't even know what I am.
Because I was a virgin? I understood why that would turn some men on. He was the first to have me without having to compete with anyone from my past. To me, it didn't really matter. I didn't wait out of principle. With the progression of my life, I didn't have time for romance. And even when I did, I didn't know how to trust anyone. For whatever reason, Calloway was different. I detected something special inside him, some connection we both shared.
That had something to do with it. But there's more.
He kissed my lips, then sat up.
As much as I want to start up again, I need to eat. A man needs protein.
Want me to cook you something?
No.
He opened one of his drawers and pulled on a t-shirt and sweatpants.
I'll make you something.
You don't have to do that. I sat up and pulled the sheets with me because I was cold without it. He leaned over the bed and kissed me.
I know I don't. I want to.
We had breakfast at the table. I was dressed in one of his large t-shirts with his boxers underneath. The smell of Calloway enveloped me and made it seem like his arms were permanently wrapped around me, even when he was 10 feet away. He ate his breakfast, but kept his eyes trained on me the entire time. Like he was watching TV, his attention was glued to me in fascination. His mouth slowly moved as he chewed his food, but the intensity of his gaze refused to dwindle. "How did you sleep?" I didn't remember him waking up in the middle of the night. In fact, I was certain he didn't move at all. His chest was pressed into my back the entire time. When he breathed, so did I. A slight reaction of surprise stretched across his face, like he hadn't considered the topic before that moment.
"Actually, I slept pretty great."
His eyebrows furrowed in confusion as he tried to figure out exactly what happened. His eyes broke their contact with mine as he continued to think about it in silence. Maybe all he needed to do was stop thinking about it to feel better. Whenever I had a clear mind, I stopped focusing on the bad and started focusing on the good. Maybe last night was a distraction for him. Maybe I was a distraction for him. Monday arrived quicker than either of us were ready for. I got up and got ready for work, and he did the same, both of us in a terrible mood. I didn't want to go to the office and work until 5. What I'd have rather been doing was staying home with Calloway, particularly in bed. Judging by his sour mood, he felt the same way. He sipped his coffee in silence and read the paper as he finished his eggs. His phone was on the table, and his suit made him look more like the powerhouse he already was. Then there was a knock at the door. Who would stop by at this time of day? He set the paper down and rose from the table.
"Grab your stuff, Vanilla."
"Why?" He walked to the entryway without giving an answer. I grabbed my purse and followed him, unsure what was waiting behind the door. A man in a black suit stood there, a town car parked at the curb.
"Miss Moretti, are you ready to go?"
I eyed Calloway, unsure what this was about. "Go where?"
"To work,"
the man answered.
"I'll drop you off and pick you up."
My eyes narrowed on Calloway. "What's this about?" He didn't give any kind of look of apology.
"I don't want you taking the subway anymore."
"What's wrong with the subway?" I'd been riding the rails for years. I usually got a seat next to someone relatively normal, and when I read my paper, I minded my own business. It was just fine.
"Nothing. I just don't want you on it."
I felt awkward having this conversation in front of a stranger. "Excuse us for a second." I shut the door in his face, even though it made me look rude as hell. "Calloway, what the hell is this about?"
"I don't want you riding the subway."
He kept his tone the same, but his eyes darkened.
"He'll drive you to work and pick you up. If there's somewhere else you need to go, he'll take you."
"Calloway, I don't need a butler."
"He's not a butler. He's a driver."
"Whatever." I was losing my temper and losing it fast. "I don't need that either. I've been taking the subway since I've lived here, and I like it. I'm more likely to take a cab than a private chauffeur if you really want to press your argument."
"You aren't taking the cab either."
In his suit and tie, he looked absolutely terrifying. He had all the power and control, and he wasn't afraid to use both. Like a wall, he loomed over me and threatened me with his silence. "I'm doing whatever the hell I want. You aren't the boss of me."
"Wrong."
My hands immediately balled into fists. "Excuse me? We just had a pretty incredible weekend, and you're going to ruin it with this bullshit?"
"It's not bullshit."
He stepped forward and cornered me into the wall, his palms locking me in place as they created barriers on either side of me.
"The subway isn't safe for a beautiful woman like you. Neither is a cab. You're going to get into that car whether you walk your ass inside or I put you in there. What's it gonna be?"
I crossed my arms over my chest, threatening him with my own fire. "The subway is perfectly fine. I've been riding it for years."
"Those days are long gone."
"Calloway, no." This time he grabbed both of my arms and pinned them over my head. I wasn't fighting him, but he restrained me anyway.
"This is a fight you can't win. This is a fight you'll never win. I'm taking care of you. I'm protecting you. This is my job, so just accept it and be grateful.
Be grateful that I'm being controlled?
Not controlled, just taken care of. Frankly, if I had it my way, you wouldn't even have a job.
I raised an eyebrow. So I would sit at home all day and wait for you?
Exactly.
What the hell has gotten into you?
His eyes shifted back and forth as he stared into my gaze. His thoughts were unreadable, but his mood was unmistakable. I don't know, Vanilla, but I know I'm not letting you take the subway or a cab. That's final.
Chapter 20. Calloway. Thanks for calling me back. Jackson was in my face the second I walked inside Ruin. Oh wait, that's right, you never did. He trailed behind me as I made my way to the back office. What did you need? I didn't fall prey to his whining. I used to when we were kids, but I learned at a young age it was better to just ignore him. Business stuff that I already took care of. Looks like you didn't need me after all, then. You're right. He continued to follow me, his voice chasing me. Which makes me wonder why you're in charge around here anymore. You haven't been here for a week. You know Rome is staying with me. How long does it take to find an apartment? Pretty damn long in the city. And I didn't really care if she found another place or not. In fact, I hoped she didn't. I got the door unlocked, then walked inside. The lights automatically came on to a low level. I walked to the desk and immediately searched through the drawers. What are you looking for? Jackson watched me, his arms across his chest. Don't worry about it. I rifled through the pens and notepads, searching for the black box I'd tossed inside nearly a lifetime ago. Did you fuck her yet? Talking about my personal endeavors with Rome suddenly made me uncomfortable. I didn't want to mention them to anyone, especially my perverted brother. Instead of being obsessed with my sex life, you should concentrate on yours. My sex life is all over the place. Yours is the one that's pathetic. It didn't feel pathetic this weekend. I think she's still a virgin. He stared at me and asked the question without actually asking it. I refused to answer. I guess you'll never know. I opened the last drawer and finally found what I was looking for. I popped the lid and saw the two rings inside. One was thick and made of solid black obsidian. The other was slimmer, with a black diamond in the center. I grabbed the thicker one and placed it on my right ring finger. Jackson watched me, both of his eyebrows raising. Oh, shit. I closed the box and placed it inside my pocket. She's your submissive now? No, but I wanted the world to know I wasn't available. When enough time had passed and people knew Isabella and I weren't getting back together, women would begin to make passes at me. But this ring was like bug repellent. It would keep the gnats away. Then why are you wearing it? Even though she's not my submissive now, doesn't mean she won't be very soon. I was just about to leave the office when Bruce called me. He was Rome's personal driver, and I paid him a lot of money to take her wherever she wanted, safely tucked in the back seat of a luxury car, with windows so tinted it was like staring into deep space. What's up, Bruce? I crossed my legs under the desk and adjusted my tie with my fingertips. Sorry, boss, we have a problem. I stiffened in my chair, anticipating what that problem was. She ducked out from the back exit of the building. The front door is locked and she's gone. I suspect she's on her way back to the house now. I wanted to strangle her. I'm sorry, boss, he repeated. She was in a bad mood this morning, but I didn't think she was a flight risk. Don't worry about it, Bruce. Thank you. I hung up and tossed the phone on the table, a migraine forming deep behind my eyes. I loved Rome's feistiness, her strong sense of independence and no bullshit. I found her attitude beautiful, even charming. But when she didn't listen to my direct orders, it pissed me the fuck off. She needed to listen to me. I felt my hand shake at her disobedience. I wanted to spank her ass hard enough that her cheeks welted like my hand had been the leather bite from a belt. With Isabella, I told her what to do every instant we were together, and she obeyed. It was a year of perfection, of a perfect dom with a perfect sub. Now I had a woman that was a loose cannon, exceptionally beautiful and satisfying, but a huge pain in the ass. I wanted to come clean and explain my needs. I wanted to ask her to be my sub, to trust me to take us to a world of pleasure she would grow to appreciate, but I knew it was way too soon for that. She lost her virginity to me just a few days ago, and there was no way in hell she would listen to my proposition with an open mind. I had to steady my hand longer. I had to be patient. I had to gradually combat her. I had to restrain her. And I had to control her. When I walked into the house, she already had dinner cooking in the kitchen. The aroma of pot roast filled the air, the delectable scent of potatoes and spices heavy on my sinuses. For coming from an apartment with a microwave for a kitchen, she knew how to whip up some incredible things. But even if she were naked, I wouldn't appreciate it. I tossed my heavy coat on the stand in the walkway and slammed the door behind me, wanting her to know I was there, and I was pissed. I marched into the kitchen, eager to grab her by the hair and push her to her knees. I wanted her to suck me off as a punishment, to let her knees ache against the tiles as she deep-throated me until she choked. I rounded the corner and stared her down, my expression a formidable storm. She glanced at me, and like my threat meant nothing, she continued her work at the stove.
"Dinner is almost ready."
She kept her voice steady, like there wasn't any kind of problem. The more she defied me, the more I wanted to control her. And that was bad news for her. "Did you take the subway?" She stirred the pot before she turned off the gas on the stove. The contents simmered with heat, bubbling at the surface. She turned to face me, her hand on her hip and her eyes guarded with steel armor. She wasn't afraid of me, but she should have been.
"Yes."
She continued her defiant attitude, not wincing or breaking her gaze.
"And I'm going to take the subway tomorrow."
I took a deep breath because I felt my hand shake. An image of me grabbing her by the throat and shoving her into the wall filled my mind. I'd get in her face and command her to obey me. And if she didn't, there would be consequences. Then she would apologize and call me her master. I was so fucking hard. But I couldn't do that. Not without her explicit permission. "You aren't taking the subway. Don't push me, Vanilla."
"I'll push you all I like."
She stared me down like a general in the midst of war. Corpses, weapons, and smoke didn't make her blink an eye. This woman was fearless. But I was fearless, too. I rushed her quicker than she could process, and before she could take a step back, I grabbed both of her wrists and pinned them behind her back. Then I grabbed her by the nape of her neck and shoved her into the living room. When I reached the nearest couch, I threw her on the cushions, then pressed her down with my body. My cock was pressed right into her ass, and her wrists were pinned together against her lower back. My hand fisted her hair, keeping her head up. She tried to fight me, but couldn't wiggle free.
"Get the hell off me."
"No." I dug my cock into her harder, feeling my blood burn with desire. I hadn't felt this high in so long. My domination was coming forth, powerful and blinding. It was a drug I was addicted to, and now that I broke my abstinence, it felt so good. "You're taking the car tomorrow. Do you understand me?" She bucked her hips and tried to throw me off.
"No."
My mouth went to her ear, and I kissed the shell, breathing hard into her canal. I wasn't sure if I wanted her to submit or fight. Her resistance was arousing, but the thought of breaking her was a turn-on, too. I nipped at her earlobe, then brushed my tongue across her opening. "Do you understand me?" Her body stopped fighting, but she retained her silence. With her hands still pinned to the deep curve in her back, she held her neck up with her strength. Her legs shot out directly underneath her, her heels still on. She breathed hard but didn't say a single word. Vanilla, answer me, and give me the right answer. I undid my slacks and pulled my boxers down until my cock was free. Lubrication leaked from the tip. A drop bubbled before it fell onto her black skirt. She didn't fight me anymore, but she didn't want to surrender. Every bone in her body screamed against the loss, but she knew she had to submit. She had to let me win, because if she didn't, this battle would continue forever.
Yes.
Fire burned deep inside my gut before it reached every limb and every nerve. Victory tasted so good, and the visit to my dominance was unbelievably thrilling. I had the control. I had the authority. It was like being reunited with a very close friend. Yes, what? Her voice came out as a whisper.
I understand.
I yanked her skirt up to her stomach and pulled her thong aside. My hand still pinned her wrists down, even though she wasn't fighting me anymore, and my cock slid into her opening and was greeted by her sheer wetness. Fuck yeah. It was still a tight fit, despite all the fucking we did over the weekend, and I had to slowly sink into her until my shaft was completely sheathed. My hand never released her wrists. I loved her pinned down like this, submitting to me because she knew she lost this battle. I was her king. And she needed to bow to me. I pressed my mouth to her ear and thrust into her, feeling her tiny pussy resist my thick intrusion. With every movement, I felt like I was home. This was my place where I claimed her to be mine and mine alone. No other man had ever marked the territory. I conquered it. I owned it. Vanilla. I breathed into her ear as I rocked into her, taking it slow because she wasn't ready to fuck hard. At least her pussy wasn't. I just want you to be safe. My cock was invigorated by her slick pussy. It was never happier than it was when it was impaled deep inside her. My heart was working in overdrive, and I could barely contain my excitement. Let me keep you safe. I moved my face to her mouth and kissed the corner of her lips. She sighed when she felt my touch. Then she turned into the kiss and caressed my lips with hers, giving me those sexy and purposeful kisses I'd come to adore. Her embraces were like dynamite. Every single one was an explosion.
I know. It's hard for me to let someone take care of me.
I'm not just someone, so please, let me. I kissed her harder and sucked her bottom lip into my mouth. One of us had to give in if this relationship was going to last, and I certainly wasn't the one who was going to cave. She wouldn't need to take down her walls and let me in completely. She would need to submit to me. She had to. She rocked her ass back into me, loving every inch of my thick cock. She took it like a pro, despite her inexperienced state. After she cried the first time we fucked, she didn't cry again. Now she wanted me inside her every second she could get. Her lips trembled against mine before she spoke.
I'll try.
I moaned into her mouth because that was the first sign of submission. She considered giving me control. For the first time, she yielded to me. She gave me what I wanted, and she allowed me to fuck her against my couch with her wrists pinned to her back. She allowed me to do things she would never allow anyone else. I knew I would get what I wanted. Soon. Thank you for dinner. I'd never considered hiring a maid because I didn't want to share my space with anyone. I didn't want anyone to see the things buried deep inside my drawers and in the back of my closet. In the state of New York, I had a well-known face. If people knew I was the owner of the biggest BDSM club on the East Coast, people wouldn't exactly trust me anymore. I would just be a freak, as I'd been called before. She sat across from me and took small bites. She always chewed like a rabbit, barely moving her mouth, and eating so little it didn't seem like she ate anything at all. Her attitude toward food couldn't be shaken, and with every bite she took, her guilt only increased.
You're welcome. Thanks for letting me stay here.
I wasn't letting her stay here. She was letting me let her stay there. Big difference. Her eyes moved to my hand on the table. She spotted the black ring because it contrasted so sharply against my fair skin. It was thick and bold, looking like solid rock. The ring had a certain heaviness to it. The second I put it back on, I had to get used to the difference. But the weight felt good, because it represented something beautiful.
Interesting ring.
I didn't glance at it. I continued to eat quietly, my eyes enjoying the feast sitting across from me.
I've never seen you wear that before.
It's something I've had forever.
I like it.
Good, because she'd be wearing one soon. Thanks.
It's the thickest ring I've ever seen.
Because I'm thick, too. Would you like to see it? I pulled it off and pushed it across the table toward her. She eyed it without picking it up. The ring was thick with power. The Dom ring that everyone in my world respected. It represented strength and authority, and the submissive ring was just as powerful. It represented consent, beauty, and trust. The ring bearer relinquished all control to another human being. The mutual respect, friendship, and trust had to be unshakable for such an arrangement to succeed. She finally picked it up, her fingers brushing along the cool metal. She examined it closely, looking for a marking within the material. She studied it for nearly a minute before she finally returned it. She felt the power. It rang quietly in her ears. I could see it in her eyes as well as her plump lips. Electricity coursed through her at lightning speed, burning her fingertips once she felt the cool metal. She wanted that feeling again, and again. I couldn't wait to place her ring on her finger. She returned to eating, her gaze averted in quiet thought. Whatever she was thinking was a mystery to me. But I strongly suspected she was thinking of something she didn't understand. Just yet. I dragged her hips to the very edge of the bed, half of her ass hanging off above the hardwood floor. Her legs were spread to me, wide open, so I could fit my enormous dick inside that narrow slit. She was flexible, able to pull her knees against her ribcage. My hands hooked behind her knees, my fingertips brushing against the skin over her ribs. I could feel her beating heart flutter wildly in her chest. She was eager for me. To be fucked again, even though we just screwed before dinner. She had the same appetite I had. I tilted my hips until my head found her entrance. I slowly slid inside, feeling the usual pool of moisture greet me with excitement. I pushed through the slickness, stretching her walls like I did every other time. My cock would never get used to how tight she was. After taking her virginity and fucking her a few times, she still hadn't stretched out. I hoped she never did. She laid her head back and breathed through my entry. Her tiny waist tightened as I moved farther within her. The strong muscles of her thighs tightened, and her nipples were hard and pointed to the ceiling. I felt like a king every time I was inside her. She laid back and allowed me to have her, to possess her in a way no man ever had. That made me feel more like a man than anything else in my life. Seeing those green eyes burn just for me was an unbelievable turn-on. She turned down every other man in her life, except me. I moved until my balls touched her ass. She took every bit of my 9-inch length, gripping the sheets underneath her and panting through the pleasure and the pain. I had a remarkable package, something all the women at Ruin whispered about, because Isabella told them what I was packing. I knew some women hit on me, solely because they wanted to feel every inch of my impressive thickness. But I knew I was too big for some women, like Vanilla. It would take some time for her to get used to it, but at least she enjoyed it. I slowly thrust into her, my cock pushing through the moisture between her legs. So sticky and thick, her lubrication was similar to mine. I could smell it every time I pulled out, and the scent of her arousal just turned me on more. I kept my pace slow because every touch was enjoyable. I'd never tried vanilla before Rome, but I'd come to realize I enjoyed it. At least with her. If it were anyone else, it was questionable. Her hand slid over mine until she locked her small fingers around my wrists. She held on tightly, her tits shaking with every thrust I made. My cock sunk deep inside her, nearly hitting her cervix every time, but she continued to enjoy it. She made quiet, sexy sounds as I fucked her at the foot of the bed, and as things heated up, those sounds were no longer quiet.
Calloway!
I closed my eyes as I treasured that sound. She said it with such desperation and need. I was the only man she wanted on this planet, and she clung to me like she needed me just to survive. She fought me so hard, but in the end, she trusted me. She gave herself to me, taking in my furiously hard cock as her first experience. Say it again. She opened her eyes and stared into mine.
Calloway.
I moved my hands underneath her ass and gripped her cheeks. Then I thrust into her harder, our bodies smacking together as I pounded into her. Her pussy juice made the sexiest noises as my cock slid into her over and over. Vanilla. I buried myself entirely within her, feeling my body grow weak from the extreme pleasure. I could do this all day, every day. I could never leave the house again and fuck her until the end of my days.
I can't believe I waited this long.
Sweat formed on her chest, mixed with the red tint from her arousal. Her mouth was gaping open because she continued to moan from deep in her throat. Her entire body writhed for mine, her hands continuing to grip the sheets for dear life. You were supposed to wait this long. I moved into her harder, claiming her pussy as my territory. I didn't realize I'd been looking for her all my life until she walked in it. Now that I had her, I knew I would never want anyone else. She even made vanilla sex satisfying. Whatever she possessed, I needed it. Her virginity was mine, because I was meant to take it. Everything that was hers was now mine. Her moans turned into screams, and she came around my dick, gripping my cock tightly as her cum slathered me on all sides.
Oh, God.
Her head rolled back, and she tugged on the sheets so hard they came loose from the mattress.
Fuck, that feels amazing.
Now it was my turn. Having an orgasm wasn't my favorite part of sex when it came to vanilla. Every single moment was my favorite part. This was just the icing on top. I shoved my dick hard into her and released my seed. I filled her up to the brim, giving her more cum than she could handle. I left my cock inside her until I began to soften. Then I slowly pulled out, the white stickiness beginning to drip out. I watched it fall, feeling my possessive desires only begin to grow. Satiated and exhausted, she stared at me with lidded eyes. Every time I made her come, she was wiped out, like she'd just run a marathon. Her tits began to soften, and her breathing slowly returned to normal. I picked her up, then crawled on the bed with her held against me. I placed her on the sheet, then lay beside her, leaving the covers off because I was too hot. I didn't bother cleaning off because I figured we would have another round. She was warm, and when she cuddled into my side, I wanted to back away. Sweat clung to her skin and combined with mine, but I didn't want to push her away. I'd rather suck it up than feel the coldness of her being on the other side of the bed. So I wrapped my arms around her and closed my eyes. Before I knew it, I was asleep. Strong hands gripped me around the neck and dragged me out of bed. The veins in his arms protruded outward like strings inside a spider's web. He squeezed my throat so hard I couldn't breathe. When I tried to take a breath, I choked instead.
You did this.
He kept one arm around my throat before he slugged me in the face. My nose broke and blood oozed into my mouth. The metallic taste flooded my mouth and burned my tongue.
You.
He punched me.
Worthless.
He punched me again, hitting me in the eye.
Peace.
Hit.
Of.
Knuckles to my cheekbone.
Shit.
I jolted upright and gripped the bed beside me for balance. My eyes snapped open, and I looked around the bedroom for the man I knew to be long gone. The shadows were dark in the corners, and only the light from the bathroom could be seen in the dimness. I breathed hard through my mouth and noticed the sweat soaked around my neck. On instinct, I touched my nose to see if it was broken. It was just a nightmare. It was the first one I'd had since Vanilla started sleeping with me. Stupidly, I thought they were long gone, like she was some kind of dream catcher that could chase away my nightmares. It was a stupid thought. I got out of bed without stirring her and made my way down to the kitchen. I had a cabinet dedicated to the good stuff, scotch, gin, brandy, and bourbon. Bourbon was my poison for the night, so I poured a glass with massive ice cubes. I sat at the kitchen table and stared out the back door that led to the yard. There was grass, flowers, and a few trees. The moon was unnaturally bright that evening, especially in the city, and I could see it shine through the clouds. I wouldn't be able to get back to sleep. The images didn't fade from my mind even after I woke up. Now they were branded on my eyes, visible whether my lids were closed or not. I drank more bourbon than I should have and let my mind slip away. When there was enough liquor in my veins, I stopped feeling the pain from my memories. I could think about them without the aftershocks. I remembered telling my mom the truth about my father. I remembered when her mind began to fry from whatever illness she was cursed with. I remembered the way my father blamed me, called me a traitor, and wished I were dead. I remembered all of it, without feeling a thing. No matter how much time had passed, I couldn't escape what happened years ago. Jackson didn't know anything because I refused to involve him. He thought I was the favorite son, but little did he know he was the one most fortunate. I protected him like a big brother should, and as a result, I got my ass kicked too many times. I still hated my father. He was dead, buried in the ground, but I still possessed the rage. Would that ever go away? Was that why I was the way I was? I spent so much time trying not to be like him that I turned into a younger version of him. I needed control just the way he did. I needed others to submit just the way he did. There wasn't enough booze in the world to deny what was right in front of me. I was my father.
Calloway?
Vanilla's sweet voice came from behind me, her concern genuine and strangely beautiful. I didn't want her to see me like this. I was in a dark place, a place much darker than she'd ever seen. You should get to bed, Vanilla. It's late. I drank my bourbon and continued to stare out the window. I didn't turn around to look at her.
Are you all right?
She came closer to me until she stood right behind my chair. Her hand moved to my shoulder. I forced myself not to flinch. I'm okay, but I want to be alone. I kept my voice steady, even though the rage was about to break through. Go to bed. Now. I gripped the glass and felt the condensation against my palm. She remained put, her hand still on my shoulder.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about it? I get bad nightmares too.
The alcohol was fire in my veins, and I wasn't the same man she knew so well. If I wanted to talk about it, I would. But I don't. My tone was clipped, full of anger that burned the ears. Leave me alone? She finally pulled her hand away.
You want me to let you take care of me? Well, this is a two-way street, Calloway. Let me take care of you, and I'll consider letting you do the same for me.
All day at work, I was hungover. Fortunately, no one noticed, and if they did, they didn't give me shit about it. After all, I was their boss. They didn't want to get on my bad side. If they did, they wouldn't see the light of day again. Vanilla went to work early that morning, so I didn't see her. But Bruce told me she took the car to work so she didn't test me. After what she saw last night, she probably realized I was a bear in a den. Provoke me and you might die. I didn't want her to see me like that. She must have woken up when she got cold and realized my body wasn't there to keep her warm. If only she hadn't gotten up to explore, she wouldn't have seen me at a low and intoxicated point. I should have probably apologized, but I wouldn't. After work, I went home and found her in the kitchen like usual. She was making something in the slow cooker, and judging by the smell, it was another delicious creation. But I didn't have an appetite. All I really wanted to do was take some painkillers and go to sleep. I walked into the kitchen to greet her. "Something smells good." She looked at me over her shoulder, but she returned her attention to the dish. When she didn't say anything, I knew I was getting the silent treatment. "How was your day?"
"I just want to be alone right now. Go away."
She mocked the words I'd said to her the evening before, and they hurt. I was wasted, Vanilla. I didn't want you to see me like that.
"Then don't drink. Problem solved."
She placed the lid on top of the pot, then turned off the heat.
"It's ready, if you're hungry."
I wasn't. "I'm a man, and men drink." She rolled her eyes exaggeratedly.
"Don't make excuses for your actions. That's such a turnoff."
"What would you rather me say? I like to get drunk so I can't feel? That I like to get drunk so I can't remember my nightmare the next morning?" She stilled at the counter, her eyes downcast. "That if I don't drink until I pass out, I'll just have the nightmares all over again? That it stops me from leaving the house and doing something I'll regret? That it helps me cope with a past I can't change? Would you rather me say all that?" She continued to stare at the ground, unable to meet my gaze. I didn't think so. I walked away and headed to the stairs. After a shower, I would go into my office so I could think without her judgmental eyes drilling into my face. Her heels echoed behind me and stopped before she reached me.
"Actually, yes."
I slowly turned around and stared at her short frame. A little over 5 feet, she was a tiny woman, but she had the curves and the style to make her look like the tallest woman in any room. Her slender figure didn't make her appear weak. The fire in her eyes and her stance made her formidable.
"I would much rather have an honest conversation about what's happening than watch a drunk man sit alone in the dark."
She gave me a fiery look before she turned around and walked back into the kitchen. She always had to have the last word. And I always had to have the last word. I marched back inside and cornered her against the counter. I didn't touch her, but my proximity was enough to make her press back against the cabinet, keeping as much distance between us as possible. "What do you want from me?"
"I made that clear."
"No, you didn't." Her hands gripped the edge of the counter, but her back remained perfectly straight. Even if she was afraid of me, she didn't show it.
"For one, I want an apology."
"For what, exactly?"
"For you being a shithead last night."
My mouth remained shut.
"And two, I don't want you to shut me out."
I couldn't do either one of those things.
"Calloway, you want me to do things for you that I don't agree with, and I do them to compromise. I do them because I want to be closer to you. But I won't keep making sacrifices unless you make some too. So what's it gonna be?"
Times like these made me miss Isabella. With her, I could get away with whatever I wanted and never have to deal with the repercussions. If I told her to shut up, she did. If I told her to leave me alone, she obeyed. Like an animal, she followed my commands without ever complaining. Rome was nothing like that, and probably never would be. She forced me to confront things I'd rather not talk about. And just when I thought I was getting my way, she turned my world upside down.
"I didn't hear you."
She continued to peer into my face, giving me that ice-cold expression. She laid down the law without seeming bossy. She was too intelligent for her own good, too strong for any opponent. She made me feel more like a man because I had to combat her, but she also made me feel less like a man because I couldn't control her.
"Hello?"
I forced myself to say it. "You're right. I should be more honest with you." If I wanted her on her knees with her hands tied behind her back, her mouth gaping open and ready for my cock, I had to compromise. I knew she wasn't the ideal sub the moment I looked at her. In fact, she was just the opposite. But that didn't make me want her less. Like star-crossed lovers, we were from different worlds, but I wanted her so much it hurt.
And?
I wasn't going to apologize. No way. And that's it.
That's it.
She put one hand on her hip, her attitude rising. I drink alone. I won't apologize for that. You should have left me alone when I asked you to. Your fault, not mine.
Don't be an ass, Calloway. I know you're better than that.
I stared her down, because that was untrue. Looks like you're getting to know the real me. She shook her head in disappointment.
You can put on this act if you want, but I see right through it.
No, she didn't.
You know I'm right, but you can't admit it. You're stubborn and a bitch face.
Bitch face?
But let me give you some advice, Calloway.
She stepped closer to me, crossing her arms over her chest.
A real man admits when he's wrong. He acknowledges his flaws and doesn't hide behind his pride. Drop the ego and man up.
She looked me up and down like she wasn't impressed with what she saw, then walked away. This time, I let her have the last word, because she'd earned it. After a few hours in solitude, I emerged from my office and went downstairs to find her. She was sitting on the couch, with her folders scattered around her. She was working from home tonight, with a glass of wine in her hand. She was still in the same clothes she wore to work, her heels slipped off and resting on the ground. I walked to the couch, my heavy footsteps announcing my approach. She didn't look up. I sat beside her and stared into her lap. She had budget reports and different case studies scattered across the pages. Sticky notes with illegible script were posted everywhere. She thrived in disarray. She continued to ignore me, and she did it well. Put your stuff away. I want to talk to you.
You don't always get what you want just because you demand it.
She didn't falter in her writing. My dominant side was coming out even more lately. The second we started fucking, I couldn't control myself. I wanted to command her to do many things. In some ways, I was already treating her like my submissive, even though she wasn't ready for the job. I came down here to apologize. Please give me the opportunity to do it correctly. It hurt my chest to talk like that, to ask for something instead of just taking it. She brought me out of my comfort zone and made me experience a world I despised, one where I wasn't in charge.
That's better.
She closed the folder and tossed her things aside. Then she looked at me expectantly, her arms across her chest and her tits perky from her posture. A cleavage line formed right down the center, perfect for my cock to fit in. But now wasn't the time for that. I shouldn't have talked to you that way. I shouldn't have gotten drunk like that. I'm sorry. I forced myself not to grit my teeth. I didn't want to be an asshole and drive her away, but I didn't want to give up everything I believed in at the same time. Keeping Vanilla was a lot more complicated than I thought it would be.
It's okay.
She accepted my apology with sincerity, and she finally looked at me with those obsessive eyes I'd come to adore.
I just hope you'll talk to me about these things instead of hitting the bottle. Whenever something is getting me down, I usually talk to Christian about it. Makes me feel better.
I guess I could give it a try.
I meant what I said. We need to trust each other if this is going to work, so we need to be honest. I know that's hard, because you have your issues, and we both know I have mine, but we need to try.
I was willing to do anything to keep her. That was something I knew with unwavering certainty. Okay. Softness entered her eyes, and like nothing happened last night, she forgave me. She put it in the past and moved on with the snap of a finger. Her ability to forgive so easily astounded me. In fact, I was in awe of her. I would never forgive my father for what he did to both my mother and I. But since he was dead, he could never earn my forgiveness anyway.
So, do you want to talk about it?
Not even in the slightest. I'm not ready, Vanilla. But I will be, eventually. She accepted the response without question.
That's okay.
She scooted into my side and wrapped her arm through mine. Her affection warmed me and chased away the winter chill that seeped into my bones.
I'm always here when you need me.
I know. My lips found her forehead, and I pressed a kiss to the skin. And you know I'm always here for you, too.
Chapter 21. Rome. I installed a bell over the door so I would know when someone walked into the office. After Calloway first walked in on me gossiping about him to Taylor, I was mortified. He overheard my most intimate feelings, and I couldn't hide my embarrassment. And I didn't embarrass easily. My relationship with Calloway wasn't black and white. Some days were good, and some were bad. But I carried a lot of baggage, and I was beginning to understand he carried even more. Both of us were broken, and I didn't think two broken people could fix each other, but maybe in our case, we could. I wanted to know what his nightmares were about. I wanted to know what made him so angry. I wanted to know what would make him drink nearly a full bottle of bourbon on his own in the middle of the night. I knew it had something to do with his father, but I suspected there was more to the story. But I hadn't told him everything about myself either. I guarded my past securely. The only person who knew every little detail was Christian, and that was because he was my brother. My closest friend was Taylor, and she only knew a fraction of what I had been through. By keeping everything to myself, I didn't earn anyone's pity. At the foster home, I'd gotten that look from so many parents that walked by me and had no interest in adopting me. I hated that look. But Calloway made me open up more than I ever did with anyone else. I told him about my past, my time in foster care, and those long days inside the basement. He gave me that look of pity, but when I asked him to stop, he did. With enough time and work, I really thought we could have something amazing. I cared for him in ways I'd never anticipated. He was deep in my heart, and my obsession didn't derive from his gorgeous body and his awesome skills in the sack. Those were just bonuses, like winning the lottery Powerball. Sometimes he became too aggressive, like he could boss me around. It rubbed me the wrong way when he expected me to listen like I was some kind of pet. But when he took control in the bedroom, I didn't seem to mind at all. When I pushed back, he would eventually yield, and when I stood up to him, he respected me. Even when he was in his darkest mood, he would listen to me if I asked him to. He was a complicated man with difficult emotions. He wasn't easy to understand, but neither was I. In the midst of all the events over the past few weeks, I'd fallen even harder for him. It was so strong that I didn't care about the driver who picked me up and took me home every day. I didn't care about his issue sleeping with me in bed. I didn't care that every time we had sex, I was a little sore because his dick was so big. I didn't care about any of the negatives, because he was everything. I wasn't even sure how I got there. The bell rang overhead and I snapped out of my thoughts. I was sitting at my desk and had completely forgotten what I was doing because I'd zoned out. Calloway began as a small thought and then grew until he filled my entire brain. I glanced at my computer and realized I was in the middle of writing an email to a donor. I couldn't remember what I'd already wrote, but I would come back to it later. I looked up from my desk to address whoever stopped by. In a heavy black coat with a gray suit underneath stood a man I despised. His brown hair was shorter than it used to be, almost buzzed along the scalp. His facial hair was thick, like he hadn't shaved in over a week. The same evil twinkle was in his eyes, the sparkle of mischief. His smile wasn't cute. Somehow, it was terrifying. When he turned that look on me, I wanted to throw my computer at his head.
There's my girl.
Why did murder have to be illegal? Hello, Hank. How are you?
Good, but better now.
I kept the derision out of my voice because being indifferent would probably get him out of there quicker.
I went by your apartment the other day. Looks like you moved.
Yep. I wasn't going to elaborate on my living status. I didn't want him to follow me, but if he did show up at Calloway's doorstep, I'd love to see what would happen to him. So, were you planning on making a donation to For All? If not, I've got things to do. He chuckled like I had made some kind of joke.
Right to the point, like usual.
I dropped my civility because I couldn't handle it anymore. Get out, Hank, otherwise I'm calling the police.
So they'll do what?
He smiled in his typical cruel way.
Bring me lunch?
I filed a restraining order against him a year and a half ago, but the judge denied it. Hank had so much power in government, I was defenseless against him. The justice system failed me horribly, and I had no rights or protection against this man. I was on my own. Literally. So I don't bash your skull in. I grabbed the bat sitting under my desk and stood to my full height, gripping the handle with both hands. He might be able to overpower me, but I would get a lot of good swings in before that happened. You want to rumble, asshole? Give me your best shot. His smile dropped, and he became uneasy. He was at a disadvantage by not knowing what other weapons could be hiding around.
Hadn't seen you in a while. Just wanted to check on things.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm good.
Where are you living?
The question came from nowhere. It must have been something he meant to ask before he even walked in. Like I'd ever tell. None of your concern.
You aren't in the system anywhere. Your mail is still going to your old address.
I hadn't had a chance to forward it, but now I'd make sure to send it to a P.O. box. Get the fuck out before I kill you. I'd never meant a threat more in my life. I would accept a lifetime of imprisonment as long as this asshole was off the streets. Sons of bitches like him preyed on the weak, like I used to be. They took advantage of a person's lack of power and exploited it as much as possible. I would never forget what he did to me, how he broke my arm in two places. Hank gave me a threatening look as he backed up to the door. He was afraid of me, to some degree. He knew I had the rage and self-defense skills to kick his ass if necessary. The only way he could go head-to-head with me was if he had a gun. I could handle anything else.
I'll be seeing you, baby.
His back hit the door, and he opened it as he kept moving. He stepped out, and the door shut behind him, the bell ringing. In hell.
Chapter 22. Calloway. I walked inside the house, then immediately enveloped Rome in my arms. She was in the kitchen, like every other night, and this time, I didn't care about dinner. I pressed her against the counter and kissed her hard on the mouth, my cock stiff and eager to be inside her. My tongue darted into her mouth and danced with hers, a seductive tango. She gripped my biceps and crinkled the material of my suit. Her sweltering tits pressed against me, hard through the blouse she wore. When her nails dug into the fabric, she moaned into my mouth, a sound sexier than anything else I'd ever heard. Missed you. I was a dick to her last night, and I knew it. The fight we had was stupid, and if I wanted to be man enough to keep her, I'd have to straighten out. I wasn't willing to break for her, but I was willing to bend.
Missed you too.
I hiked up her dress, then set her on the counter. Her panties were brushed to the side, and I pulled my cock out of my slacks and boxers to slip inside her. Like I anticipated, she was soaked. I slipped inside her and felt her stretch, feeling every inch of heaven as I slid inside. Now I missed her even more. She wrapped her arms around my neck and kissed me harder than before,